Monday, January 31st, 2011. Oroville news, announcements, interviews, music, and the local weather. 20% chance of rain, scattered clouds, high of 28 degrees Celsius, winds northeasterly 25 kilometers per hour with a heat index of 30 degrees. Tonight's low, 23. One of Oroville's best-kept secrets, the melodic voice of Surian. He was one of the performers in Saturday's Lively Up Your Earth Festival. Listen now to Surian on acoustic guitar. This submitted by Sarah, her response to a comment she heard. From time to time, people tell me, "Lighten up, it's just a horse," or, "That's a lot of money for just a horse." They just don't understand the distance traveled, the time spent, or the cost involved for just a horse. Some of my proudest moments have come about with just a horse. Many hours have passed and my only company was just a horse, but I did not once feel slighted. Some of my saddest moments have been brought about by just a horse, and in those days of darkness, the gentle touch of just a horse gave me comfort and reason to overcome the day. If you too think it's just a horse, then you will probably understand phrases like just a friend, just a sunrise, just a promise. Just a horse brings into my life the very essence of friendship, trust, and pure, unbridled joy. Just a horse brings out the compassion and patience that makes me a better person. Because of just a horse, I will rise early, take long walks, and look longingly to the future. So for me and folks like me, it's not just a horse, but an embodiment of all the hopes and dreams of the future, the fond memories of the past, and the pure joy of the moment. Just a horse brings out what's good in me and diverts my thoughts away from myself and the worries of the day. I hope that someday they can understand that it's not just a horse, but the thing that gives me humanity and keeps me from being just a woman. So the next time you hear the phrase, just a horse, just smile, because they just don't understand. The true attitude, the sign and proof that we're near the goal, is a perfect equality which enables us to accept success and failure, fortune and misfortune, happiness and sorrow with the same tranquil joy. All these things become marvelous gifts that the Lord in His infinite solicitude showers upon us. That's one of Sri Aurobindo's thoughts and aphorisms. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone, in studio Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Questions and comments are welcome. Address to orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.